T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I don't know how my computer knows me so well, but it keeps showing me these ads for people getting their hair dyed silver. And man, it looks good. Like Jane Fonda, she's all silver and looks really good. Like I don't know. Boy, thanks computer.
Have you looked up hair dye before?
Well, remember we were looking at that. People were getting that. Like they were in the pandemic. They were like, "I'm letting my hair grow. I have all these roots. I can't go to the hairdresser." And then they were finding people who would somehow dye your hair silver.
Can't you just wait that out? Isn't it turning silver itself?
But it's kind of like salt and pepper.
It's really common for girls in their 20s to do streaks of silver.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it doesn't just look blonde. It looks.
No.
It actually can.
It's like on purpose.
I should go. Anyway, whatever. Thanks. Thank you. You know, just okay, computer. Show me what I want to see. Thanks.
The person I, you know, we know Jane goes all black all the time.
Yeah.
But Megan over at Alt, she does hair dye like different colors all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen her do that silver.
Oh.
The whole thing. And it's silver.
There's look good?
She's a great looking lady. So, you know, that's easy. Yeah. Mm. Of course it looked good. She looks great.
Yeah, I might want to, I don't know.
But she's also one of those young people, and she's not even ashamed of it or shy about it. She'll post. She goes and gets like lip stuff done, and
oh, well.
She's into it. She's someone who takes care of her look. She's farming a look there
she's in her 20s.
By accident.
I mean, she's looking, you know.
Right.
I cared way more in my 20s. You know what's funny is like we look at ourselves in these Zoom meetings all the time. Like I've never spent so much time looking at myself. It's really
agreed.
It's really like I can tell my teeth are getting kind of jacked up, and
you can see that.
You can see your teeth from there.
Yeah, like see how it sticks out.
No,
and then I realized I didn't know. I'm like, what is that? And then I looked in the mirror later. And I'm like, oh, that tooth is like a millimeter taller than all the other teeth. That's kind of weird. Can you see it?
Well, it sounds like you're benefiting from taking a look at yourself.
Well,
then.
I'm not really. It's actually revealing the truth to me. Like, I don't want the truth. I want to have this idea of myself in my own head. You know,
I feel the opposite about the Zoom thing. Like, you can get away with a lot more.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I look in the mirror after we're done with our shift, and I go, "Oh, wow, my hair is all screwed up. Got like weird hair coming out the side and." You know,
I can't really see anymore. So without my glasses on, so when I'm getting ready in the morning, I'm not really looking. I splash a little water on my face and wipe away the boogers from my eyes and stuff. You know, brush my teeth. Then I'm not taking a good hard look. I should probably look too, because I get wild hairs that grow on me. I can't have that. Yeah. You know, I'm gonna have to start seeing you guys next week. Like I can't be walking in with like a bushy under chin beard. You know. That's no good.
You have a beard.
I don't know.
It sounds like
not.
You do
I can't
know.
Feel it. I have one hair that grows like under here, and I used to look for it all the time when I had eyeballs, and I would pull it out. I guess it's gone because I can't feel it. I'm fine. Don't worry about it, Ben. Don't worry about it.
All right.
It's so long and dark though that you'd be able to see it on the Zoom.
Long and dark.
Yeah.
No, we can't see it on the Zoom. Just
you
like
would
we
be
can't
able
see
to.
Your snaggle tooth on the Zoom. Like yeah. That's.
Can you see it?
No.
No.
You can't see it?
No.
No.
How often do you have to cut that hair or pluck it?
It's been a while, so maybe I killed the follicle.
Nice.
Maybe I killed the
or
root.
You got a wiry hair.
Or I got a wiry hair hanging. I don't
know.
Comes
out, can you save it for us so we see?
Well, sure.
Yeah, all let's right. post that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That sounds like a great idea. I'll definitely do that. Yeah. Good morning, you guys. It's Tuesday.
Good
the, only
morning.
The best day of the week. Mondays till Friday. I'm trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear somebody was telling me, ooh, that's all I want. I think it's from Wildin. All right. Bad advice bringing us to celebrity trash. We love to give bad advice. You know, I don't think we ended up giving any bad advice yesterday.
No, we didn't.
We just yammered on. I'm not sure what we were talking about.
Such a, well, we got 1 minute. We can't fit anything in, so let's just call it. I'm like, oh.
Well, we had some connectivity problems, so that sort of crushed our flow a little bit, and then which I don't know if people can tell on the, you might have just edited that and made it perfect. I mean, I was interested in the conversation. We talked for half an hour, so clearly we were all in it. But then I looked up at the clock and I'm like, all right, there's only, I gotta, we can't. I, all right, have a good one. So today, let's get right to some bad advice.
All
we'll
right, sounds
if
good.
You have
with that case of that missing girl, that's why.
Oh, that's right. We talked about right. Gabby. Right. Mm-hmm. Boy, that's everywhere.
Yeah, it is.
Everywhere. And so many like little details. Like this is just becoming that true crime thing mm-hmm. that everyone's into.
Well, yeah, that's what we were talking about. Like, this has become even it's not Farmer. It's crap. That Christina had been telling me the name of this lady who does this crime podcast.
Oh, you said the younger woman who's
yeah, and it's not. Oh crap!
But she's a great researcher.
But she does all this research. So she even someone who only does these podcasts where she's researched and tells the story. Through this research she's done, she even talked about that the Gabby case because it's just been taken on
yeah.
by a million different Crime Stoppers. And yeah. I don't mean real ones. I mean people with TikTok. Like yeah. everybody's out there.
Everybody
on,
has
know, with
their angle. And
it really does, unfortunately, it doesn't help these cases, especially when they try to seat a jury. And everyone has seen some random piece, whether it's a...
And has decided.
Well, and some of it's just some person's, you know, we don't know what this person really saw or didn't see. They can say whatever they want.
I love the stuff about the length of the roots of her hair and stuff, you know, dating
yeah,
the pictures.
Crazy.
It is mm-hmm. crazy. Anyway, bad advice. Sometimes we do that on our secret show, and we'd love to get your questions and problems and thoughts and stories. We like all that stuff. Send it to Bryn. Bryn. That's how you spell Bryn. There aren't two N's, and it's a Y. Bryn at RadioAlice.com. So, all right, I'm going to start with this because I love real estate. Mm. And this is a house that I don't think there's an amount I would pay for it. I wouldn't buy this house if it was $10.
What? You're ridiculous.
I mean, look, it is right on the beach. It's in it's on the row of houses in Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right on the beach there on the PCH.
Mm-hmm.
It's in fact, what's the name of the beach there? Did you see that? It's like Pesco.
Oh yeah, it
or is, something like it doesn't matter what it is. This house, Kanye West has bought a house, just a getaway, just a you know. And look, he's worth $1.8 billion, according to him, and all signs point to he's got at least $1 billion. So for him to spend $57 million on a house, that's it, yep, it's on the beach, and it's
Puerco Beach,
Puerco. Mm. It's one of those houses that is, you pull off the highway into your driveway. The driveway is 9 feet long or whatever the length is. And there is a house on either side. It's a row house. And those are great houses. $5 million. All right. There you are. Right in Malibu Beach. You got a beach out in front of you. People can walk right by your house. It's fantastic. It's wonderful. 57 million. And this is maybe the ugliest house I've ever seen in my life. He basically bought a parking garage. It looks like it. No, it's awful. It looks like a parking garage. It's 100% made out of concrete.
Here it is, Ben.
That's the most attractive view of the house.
Oh, no.
It is.
I don't hate that so far.
No, it's awful. This is, he bought a shoebox. He bought a box.
So this is the front. This is facing PCH.
Yes. This is the front of the thing. So it's
that's beautiful.
It is picture. It's not beautiful. You're crazy. So he's got a, it's, I don't know, two stories.
I'm sure you'd love it if he covered it in ivy.
Actually, that would improve it. That would improve it if it was somehow covered in something to soften the ridiculously. I mean, it is a blank face of a wall, just a towering up. I don't know.
It looks like a racquetball court.
It's just awful. It's just awful. It's got glass in the front there, you know, for where you underneath
it
like
looks
an
very modern.
An
over,
it, yeah,
well,
it looks
of course,
modern
mm-hmm. and concrete clean. Yuck. So then, even there's this shot out the back of this house where. So there it is. Oh, God, there's the parking garage. Oh, it's just what a stunning piece of architecture.
Well, that's the beach side, which has to be up on pillars. So
it's,
you know what?
Horrid.
Frankly, they've tripled the size of the regular pillars that would be there.
Yeah, so it's it couldn't nicely... be. Couldn't look more like an underground dungeon. It looks like a. It just looks so municipal. So now, so then you've got this view of the ocean. But as you look out, do the one with the glass door that pivots. So there's a glass door that pivots. Even that looks totally claustrophobic to me. It looks absolutely post-apocalyptic. Like you've got the ocean crashing right there, but you've got nothing but walls blocking your view of it. And then you open up
out.
The door. Yeah, okay.
You walk out to the balcony area.
And then everyone can see you.
All right, so you don't want to sleep over. $57 million. Well... You know, I mean, to him,
million.
It was worth it. I don't know. Yeah. I don't, you know what? I don't, there's no explaining what this guy's up to ever.
Oh, my God. He bought
I
a box.
Like it.
It's horrible.
Wait, hold on. Did Coco just support you entirely?
That, isn't that weird?
Oh, my God.
So
I cannot believe
this
it.
Is...
Thank you, man. Coco.
So out of character
it
for
is
you
on
to
a...
backed her up like that.
It is on a 0.13 acre beachfront. So it's like, I don't know, what is that, 5,000 square foot lot? It's like a 3,500 square foot house. I can't find the square footage, but it's under 4,000. I mean, it's just.
Yeah, I believe it was.
It just looks so unfinished. Yeah. It literally looks like somebody's basement has been lifted up out of the ground. It's just, congratulations on your new digs. $57 million. By the way, a record for anything bought on that stretch.
The weird thing is that he probably won't spend time in it.
I know.
That's the part that bothers
right?
me. But, you know, that bothers everybody when you hear about someone who's got something they don't even go to, ever.
It was initially $75 million. Like, I don't know where these people think they're... It's unbelievable. Oh, I'm sorry. It's the second highest number paid for a house in Malibu so far this year.
I like it. I like that area. There's a place down the street from right there where you can go get a fresh hunk of fish on a bed of wild rice, and it's the best lunch you've ever had in your life.
Mm.
Just
well,
fresh
he should buy that,
and healthy.
He should buy that restaurant.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, you're right there on the coast. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right there surrounded by all the people who are going to stand outside. And by the way, the pictures of this are everywhere, so people are going to walk down the beach and go, oh, there's Kanye's house. Let's sit here.
Well, don't worry. He won't be there.
That is true. That is, you're probably right. Oh, God, that just, what a...
I think what's weirder about him is that weird insecurity he's got about Drake. Like, that's something to me
oh,
that
it's
makes...
Oh, so good. I love it.
It makes no sense. You are a billionaire. You're a self-proclaimed best artist of all time, and yet you're walking around tripping on Drake?
Hey, Kanye, Drake's got a bridge at his house. You know, he's got lush gardens.
So...
He's got a beautifully gardened, lush-looking house with a bridge. Maybe you should look into something like that.
It's just so incredibly small.
Well.
You know?
There it is.
You're
That's
tripping
the,
on
he's
that
totally
guy? You
got
to rush your record out to beat him?
Well, he's the guy who's constantly telling us what a genius he is.
And
That's
then it turns
a
out.
Sure sign of insecurity. You got to tell me?
Drake ate his lunch.
Oh, my God.
Drake's record came
Didn't
out.
Didn't just eat his lunch. Kicked his lunch around the playground. Like, stomped on the bologna. Like, here's your lunch back.
You set yourself up for that if you've made it widely known that you're tripping on him, and then the guy comes out and just clobbers you. All right. Yeah.
Is that really the time? It's like the secret show yesterday. I look up, it's over. All right, I'm out of time. I did one story. Kanye West has bought a stupid house that looks like, it just looks like a parking garage on Malibu Beach.
You know, I'll put this post
please
up
do
so people can
please do people you
it.
Know what, do a poll on the Alice973 Instagram, like, yeah, yes or no, did Kanye move into a prison? It looks like a prison. Well, right on the beach, lovely. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
It's Malibu beachfront property.
It's the ugliest beachfront property.
And
I've
you're
ever
tripping
seen.
On it.
You're
it's
Kanye. You can get a beach right. anywhere. Buy an island, for God's sake.
Bad news for Sacramento, everyone.
Oh, no.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.